some more about drowsiness, mostly because in these perceptions, for example, with food or with us thinking about the opposite, so what, where it's going to end up, it's sufficient to sort of calm down that sense of lust toward that object. But for drowsiness,
That's where you don't sort of pick up the, oh, this is peaceful, this is sublime. As sort of, picking up an object that is, oh, this is a danger, this is a drawback, this is because you want something to arouse energy, arouse interest. Or so this is impermanent. How is it impermanent? How is it changing? How is it? So there is a certain questioning and stimulating that so that it counteracts the tendency to drowsiness or dullness, or when the, recognizing when the mind's starting to drift. Because even if the mind is really starts to get very peaceful, I say, oh wow, this is really nice and peaceful, and then all of a sudden it's you know, boom, it's like so quickly, like it's wow, it's sleepy, or you know, kind of, or it's just is you know, one falls into a bit of dullness. So then it's just lifting up an object again, lifting up a perception, so that there's an engaging in some way. So that's how we're really learning how to work with the mind, and it isn't as if there's some sort of finished, polished product that we're trying to maintain and be really precious about. It's more, oh wow, no, this is an opportunity to really practice with, train with, work with these different aspects of the mind and of experience, and we have this framework of perceptions to help us.